I think most of us would probably agree that it's not great when a kid cusses, you know, like we probably try to teach our kids to not do such things, to not be cussing. His wife, though, has got a new theory of when she wants to teach their kid when to bust out into cuss words. But do you agree with this theory? I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't know. But maybe you will agree with this. It's a new Ask My Mom today on the show. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Hello, this is a podcast. Oh, by the way, today is the 19th. Happy to have you here. We're a podcast that's based in three principles. Live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I'm starting the show off pissed right now. Mm-hmm. Like beyond pissed. Like beyond pissed right now. Because I don't know what I'm supposed to do about this IRS bill that I just got. Now, let's go back to what this means. And maybe there actually may be somebody that knows more about this, but obviously my CPA can't be bothered to answer his phone today. So that's a little tricky. I got a letter from the IRS back in April and they said, hey, we noticed a large amount of money difference between the, you know, what was said you spent in 2020 and what you claimed in 2020. And I was like, that's weird. Okay. So I went through the form. It's like, yeah, did you happen to sell a house that you forgot to mention? And I was like, oh, that's weird. So I hit my CPA up. I'm like, hey, dude, what the hell? Like, and I've used this guy since 2014, right? I'm like, hey, like, I got this form from the IRS saying that I owe, you know, or that I didn't, you know, put this amount of money. Basically, it was a large amount of money. They basically said it was unaccounted for. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay. You know, and this is like right before I'm about to leave. I mean, it's like twofold, right? Like we're leaving for vacation. It's like at the beginning of April. So like I'm leaving for vacation. I'm sure he's like in the middle of tax season. Mm-hmm. He's like, shit. Okay. It was left off. He's like, I don't think you sent me the information in the house. I then forwarded him the email. I was like, here's the information I literally sent you. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. He's like, okay, send me this and this and this. And we'll get it. By the way, my phone rings. I'll have to grab. I'm watching my phone feverishly right now. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll submit it though. And then like, he didn't say anything after I gave him the information. He's like, I need all your, we can write off any renovations you did to the house. So I spent a whole weekend or like a whole Saturday going through every renovation price I paid for my house. And I sent it all over and I didn't hear anything back. And then I'm leaving to go out of town. So I'm like, dude, is this taken care of? He emails me back, says yes. And I said, okay. So I forget all about it. And during my taxes, he did say something like, you might hear from the IRS again. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, well, I didn't really know what that meant. Mm-hmm. But now today I get, well, even worse. And this is I swear to God, this UPS or this USPS
yes
preview thing that you get.
Yes.
Do you get those, Mom, where like it sends you an email every day? Here's the letters are gonna be in your inbox today.
Yeah.
And like it's good sometimes. I mean, I don't need to see the junk mail I'm getting today, but it's like if you don't know, like if you see a letter from someone, you're like, oh shit, I wonder what that is all day. You're like wondering what the issue is. So this morning I got into work, it's like 7 o'clock and I got the email. It's like, you got a letter from the IRS coming today. And I'm like, oh shit. Mm. And my mail doesn't get here until like 3 or 4. So I go work out, go to the little mail slots here in my condo. And I'm like, maybe, you know, I'm trying to be optimistic. I try to use optimism, you know, I'm really trying to work. I'm like, maybe it's just like confirmation that everything's taken care of, you know, like I'm not going to stress about it all day. And then I open it up. I feel the letter and it's thick. And I'm like, that's not like a, hey, we received your information. Thanks. Thanks for the clarity. It's thick. And I'm like, oh God. So I open it up and you guys, I have a bill from the IRS that is closer to $1 million than it is to $0. Mm-hmm. I'll just put it that way. Mm-hmm. And I don't make a lot of money. I just made a pretty good income on my return on my house. So I have a bill for over $500,000 from the IRS right now. And the letter's like, well, since you failed to respond, here's what we propose that you owe. It's like this is not a bill, but this is what we propose that you owe. And 20% of that is a accuracy fee.
What's that?
They tack on 20% off if you're, if they're like, well, this is what you owe us because you got your taxes wrong.
Oh. Oh, gosh.
So I've tried every which way. I've emailed, I've texted, I've called my CPA's cell phone and his office phone, and I've heard absolutely nothing back. And I have no idea what that means. But now here I am. We're now 2 days away from yet another trip where I'm not going to be available that much, and I have no idea what's going on. So like, y'all tell me, here's what's frustrating. Y'all tell me to use optimism. You're like, no, just say, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be optimistic. It's going to be good. You know, obviously my CPA took care of it. Nothing to worry about here. But sometimes you do have to kind of think the worst because like, what the hell? Now I've got a bill.
Yeah. Yeah. No matter who does your taxes, you're ultimately responsible for them. That's very stressful, honey. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to do about it now. Like, I don't feel like doing a podcast today, to be honest with you.
I know.
Like, I don't, there's not really much else on my mind. You know? So yeah. I don't, I'm like, my stress level is literally a million right now.
Yeah.
As we're, not only that, but we've got 2.5 days to finish the rest of the week's worth of work. And I've got, it's just one of those weeks where like everything piles up and piles up and piles up. And so trying to get that, I've got a conference in Chicago that I'm going to next month. I've got to finish booking that. It's just, there's just, it's just one of those weeks where just happens to be a shit ton of stuff. Not to mention I'm, you know, I got 3.5 work days to get 5 days of work done in.
Yeah. Breathe.
Just frustrating.
Yes, it is. None of those things can you get out of easily. I mean
nothing. There's nothing really.
Stuff that you've just got to prod through and get through it.
I just wish that he would answer the phone.
I do too.
That would really make my life a lot easier because that is not a fun bill to be sitting on right now.
Nope.
I read this today, prepping for the radio show. I don't want to talk about this anymore. This episode may be shorter, to be honest with you, because I'm just not in the mood. Are we spending less money at restaurants now that inflation is so high? Like, do you find yourself, or where do you find yourself cutting with inflation being so high? Do you? Because I honestly, I don't find myself making that many cuts personally. I don't. I mean, I'm going to have to now because I'm going to be homeless on the street. I personally, I don't find myself like making a lot of personal cuts.
Well, you and I are both blessed with enough income that we don't.
Yeah, that's what
we don't.
That's what I'm curious about.
We don't
about,
live hand to mouth.
Well, that too. And I don't spend a lot of money, period.
Yeah. You're not frivolous.
Does that make sense? Like anything that I'm spending, I'm not really cutting because I don't really spend a lot in the first place,
right.
You know?
Yeah. You're not frivolous.
I mean, obviously like cause I got to buy gas,
right.
You know, like I got to pay my utilities.
Right.
There's not really much more, honestly, that I buy on like a regular basis, maybe a video game every now and then.
Well, usually you'll get those for free.
Yeah, you shall we're all hustle those.
Exactly.
So there was a study that came out. That's the reason I asked. I'm just genuinely curious if everybody finds themselves spending, because I just feel like I don't spend money on a lot of things anyway.
Right, exactly. But now's the time to assess if you do, you know?
Well, this came out. It says individuals and families spend 40% of their budget on restaurants each month.
Wow.
Yeah.
On restaurants.
Individuals and families spend 40% of their budgets on restaurants each month. Like, and this is honestly, the headline of this article is talking about how despite the inflation, most people are not cutting back on going to eat out.
Uh-huh.
45% of the people polled in the survey said that they eat at a restaurant at least twice a week, which I don't think I go to a restaurant twice a week, but I do at least do takeout.
Yeah, same thing.
Twice a week. So 45, almost half of us are still, you know, doing that. People say they'd rather cut back on a lot of other things than actually cutting back on dining. So that is 44% of people say they'd rather cut back on new clothes, which well, that's not true. I bought a few t-shirts. Target had a sale for $4 t-shirts. So I bought some of those recently. But I can't remember the last time I actually bought clothes. It was pre-pandemic.
Yeah. Can you remember the last time you gave some away looking at your closet?
I mean, I gave some away last time you were here. That was like the last time I did it.
That's true.
You
know? But that was a big haul.
Yeah. I haven't bought any new clothes. That's why when people are asking how inflation's affecting me, it's not 42% of people said they'd rather cut back on travel than cut back on going out to eat, which I get because I get it. Gym memberships are also, people say they'd rather cut back on their gym membership. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
I would way rather cut back on going to the gym than eating out. Trust me. Then other things like rideshare services, streaming subscriptions, movies, sports events, concerts, and then personal grooming. 27% of people say they'd rather cut back on grooming than actually cutting back on going out to eat during this inflation period. How long do these things usually last, by the way? I'm kind of like over the, I just feel like we've been going through chaos from chaos to chaos. Remember COVID? Anybody remember COVID? Remember that little phase we went through?
I know.
And then there was like this war that we were like wildly obsessed with for a minute. And then all of a sudden gas prices went crazy. Mm-hmm. And then it's all about inflation.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I personally think it's going to be a while because I can't see anything in the near future that's going to change all that. I mean, gas prices are starting to go down now, but certainly the cost of food and those kinds of things, I don't think are going to be going down anytime soon.
Well, that's what always blows my mind is it's like, even with like the gas hike, stories come out where it's like, you know, these gas companies have like record high profits during these times. And I'm like, so if I'm a company and I know that y'all are willing to pay this stuff, like why in the world would I ever go back to like quote unquote normal prices? You know, like will it ever go back to normal prices?
Well,
to what we had pre-inflation?
What normal means, but you know, every time we go through an inflation period, it never really goes back to where it was. It's always a few percentage points higher than it was before. So,
well, just know if you're still going out to eat a lot, then it's, you're not alone. but I was just wondering, like, if you guys are cutting back, I'm just kind of curious on where you're cutting back, you know, like what are you having to cut back on? Mm-hmm. Luckily most of my travel was booked before everything got crazy. So that's a blessing.
Yeah, that is.
I am taking a trip to Atlanta, but that trip is only costing me $100 coming up for Labor Day. Yay. I'm going down to see my family.
Yes.
But I mean, that trip cost me $100 round trip. I mean, I'm flying Frontier, but you know, for what it's worth, it was $100, you know? So I would be curious, like, let's talk about like, where are you making cuts? Like, where is that 9.1% or whatever, like, where is that coming from? You know? Yeah. All right, Mom, let's get to our quote for today.
Okay. It's from Oprah. I know for sure that appreciating whatever shows up for you in life changes your personal vibration. You radiate and generate more goodness for yourself when you're aware of all you have and not focusing on your have-nots. That's funny about what we just talked about, right? About inflation and where you're cutting back. But, you know, we should be grateful for what we have right now. And that we are able, that we have the means to even cut back, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it is true. So. I mean, I think times like this, you have to kind of be thankful. I mean, I'm not going to have any money pretty soon. I'm going to be bankrupt
now,
for years to come.
Optimistic. No.
But I think that's the only way we can kind of get through times like this, you know?
Yeah. And
if you're looking at everything around you, like it's just utter chaos, which it still in a sense kind of is.
Yes.
It's so funny. You know what I like about the weekends? This is what I genuinely like about
that you're not in touch with the news.
I'm not in touch with the news. I'm not in touch with like the outside world. Like I don't know. There's something so peaceful about being alone to me. Because the second that I get back into work mode, it's like Monday morning rolls around. So I don't really keep up with the news. Like I heard J-Lo got married over the weekend, but I don't really check in as much.
Yeah.
You know, because when you do, I think I told you that when I was going, I was like, I haven't seen a CNN update in a while.
Yeah.
And then I realized it's because I hadn't opened my CNN update, because usually I don't open the, I just read the headlines that come across the push notifications mm-hmm. from your phone, right? Mm-hmm. I'd rarely actually open the thing. And what happens is after a while, if you don't open the an app on the iPhone at least, what it will do is it will it'll delete the app from your phone. Mm-hmm. At least my settings do that. I don't know if everybody's phone does that, but mine will, after so long, it basically like deletes
right.
it. And so I was like, I don't know. Like, I haven't seen a CNN notification in quite some time. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, wait, it's because I hadn't opened it up. So I re-downloaded it. It's so stressful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, my life got like exponentially more stressful right. because like I'm just constantly getting inundated with like, I'm like, why do I do this? Why yes. do I? Why do I do this?
I mean, I can remember, you know, when I worked, one of the things that I did enjoy was just listening to NPR in the morning, you know, on the way to work. And I would feel like I had everything I needed for the day. I didn't need to listen to any more news. And now I listen to the national news for 30 minutes in the evening and that's it. And even Jim has stopped listening to the news as much as he used to, which is really great. I'll bet he's cut down on it 30-40%.
Yeah.
He's watching more sports and other things, you know, than listening to the news. I mean, it used to be that anytime you walked in this house, at least two of the TVs were on CNN. You know, so like yeah. you couldn't go from one room to the other without missing, you know, without missing something. I mean, oh, it's crazy. Right. But he's gotten right. really a lot better about that. And I think it's really helped his stress level.
It's kind of a side note to our quote, which is, you know, obviously just look at what you do have. And mm-hmm. but I swear to you, like, I feel like the news just makes me feel like things are probably so much worse than they actually are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, you just don't know, you know?
Is it you just don't know, or it just doesn't affect you?
Yeah.
I've really been trying to like figure that out recently.
Yeah.
Like, let's take some of the more high stress issues of the last, you know, I mean, obviously gas prices Gosh. Affect me.
Yeah.
And like, that was, you know, bad. Like the Ukraine thing. There's nothing I can personally do about it, which, by the way, today is election day. And I do want to recommend everybody gets on votes.
Oh, yes.
I was going to mention that top of the show, but sorry, I got a bill from the IRS for a gajillion dollars. yeah. So I got a little distracted. But I hope you will get out and you will vote today.
Oh, definitely. That's the strongest voice we have.
I just wonder how much news do we really need?
Yeah, well, I
just make you feel overwhelmed.
I just can't take it. I mean, emotionally, yeah. I can't handle it. I got to the point where I couldn't watch about the Ukraine thing. Oh my God, shootings. Oh, forget it. I just cannot do it, especially if it affects children. Oh no, it just, ugh, gosh.
Too much.
Last night yep. we were watching Netflix and we were watching a documentary on Jackie Robinson, you know, and how he came up in the ranks of baseball and, mm-hmm. oh, all the abuse he took. And I was like, oh my God, you know, when they were screaming nasty things at him on the ball field and Jim had to say, Nancy, it's okay. It's just a movie and it's probably over-dramatized. And I said, oh my God, that makes me ill. You know, yeah. it's just like, ugh.
I don't know. As I'm getting older, it's like affecting me more and more. Mm-hmm. Like it's just affecting me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's your quote for today. Yeah. Don't forget, Cozy Earth Sheets is what we have a massive discount mm-hmm. for you right now. I hope that I keep it. Nothing makes me happier than seeing the people every day. It's almost like there's another certified fan that's posting their Cozy Earth Sheets on the certified fans page. Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome because I know that you're getting the best night's sleep of your life. Man, I don't think I've been more excited to promote a product than I am than Cozy Earth Sheets. So comfortable. They were voted Oprah's favorite things 4 years in a row. Like, boom. These things are a big deal. I promise you, they will be the softest sheets you'll ever sleep on your whole entire life. And right now, it's a massive discount for these bamboo sheets. Bamboo, softer, by the way. Way softer than cotton. Way breathable. More breathable than cotton. Uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. Right now, with this 40% off discount, there's no excuse of why you should not get these Cozy Earth Sheets. 40% off, y'all. 40%. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to miss this sale. And a lot of people, how long is it the code last for? Honestly, I don't know because I probably should be in better touch with the sales department for the podcast. I'm not, you know, they just say, hey, here's the commercials you have this week. Here's the discounts you have. And I'm like, okay. So I want you to take part of this. I mean, don't take it from me. You can ask all the certified fans. Like, these sheets are so comfortable. It's time for you to get like a grown-up set of sheets. If you're still buying sheets from Target, Walmart, Amazon, Home Goods, the ones, you know, that end up just being completely faded and, you know, stretched out in 2 years, these sheets come with a 10-year warranty, and it's a strong 10-year warranty. I mean, if anything happens, you're going to send them back, and they'll send you a new set of sheets. So you know for the next 10 years, you'll be sleeping on the world's softest sheets. It's a pretty dang good deal if you ask me. So do this. Go to CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com. Get your sheets. You can look at their bedding, any bedding, their towels. They have loungewear now as well. Pick out whatever you want. You can save 40% off that with coupon code Kramer40, Kramer40 at CozyEarth.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, in this second half of Certified Mama's Boy for this Tuesday, first off, we're going to thank Certified fans for being here. We appreciate you so much. Certified fans are people that can donate $6 a month to our show, and we're super thankful for that. And you get a bunch of perks by doing so. Mom, you want to explain the perks?
Sure. They're wonderful people that help us financially to keep the show going. They get discounts on merch. They get bonus mama texts. They're the first for any exciting news. They get a shout out on a show, and they get a shout out on our fans page.
That's right. If you want to chip in and help make 24 episodes of Certified Mama's Boy every single month, if it means a lot to you, then text the word fans, F-A-N-S, fans, to 888-Kramer-8. You can go in the show notes as well, and it's a really big help. We do need more people this month, so please text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. We are going to spin the wheel today. We go back when there's somebody, not somebody new, we just think somebody that's been here. 246 is our certified fan today, so let's go over to Mesa, Arizona today. And okay, hello to A-M-E-E. Amy? I'm gonna go with Amy. It could be Amy, but, and let's see. You know what? This is what I do with a radio show, by the way. When I don't know how to pronounce something, I just literally type in the name, and then I type in pronunciation. Most good podcasts would have done this beforehand, but apparently it's French. So
me.
Pronouncenames.com.
It's pronouncenames.com. All right, here we go. This is how you say
Ami.
Ami.
Ah, I got it.
Ami.
Ami. Okay, there you go.
Got it.
Ami. Ami is a certified fan of the day. Ami B.
Oh, lover with a name like Nancy Yancy. You've got to love that.
Ami B is a certified fan. Has been now since the 23rd. So this is your anniversary, 2 year anniversary week.
Awesome.
Mesa, Arizona. Shout out, Mom. Let's let's give Ami B some love for today, okay, for being a certified fan.
Yes. Whoop whoop to Ami B. We're so
appreciate
grateful
you
for you.
We do. You're the best. Quick reminder, as we're getting some business taken care of, the show will be on hiatus coming up next week. I will be in Utah sweating my ass off. So, we'll be on hiatus coming up on next week. All right, Mom, let's do Ask My Mom.
Okay.
We're like flooded with Ask My Moms right now. I don't know if it's just July. It's been crazy. Ask My Mom is an advice segment that we do Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if you ever have a dilemma that you want to run past my mom, who's been a mom for a very long time now, feel free to go to CertifiedMamasBoy.com and submit your story under the contact page. And we will we'll talk it out on the podcast. That'll be our plan. And then you, as a listener to this podcast, we would love it if you hop in. I forget. I was listening to Mark Groves' podcast over the weekend, and he was talking about how we can learn so much through other people's human experience, right? Like,
yes,
you can read things all you want, but when you hear people's actual experiences, it really does. And that made me think about Ask My Mom, because what happens now is you know, you may have some advice, or maybe you've been through something before mm-hmm. where your life experience could actually help somebody out. So I hope you'll always consider calling if you get some feedback or you get some recommendation on some advice on where to go with this. So, Mom, let's get into it.
Let's go. Dear Mama Nancy, my wife is normally sane, but this is crazy. She says her parents taught her and her siblings to swear loudly if they were ever in danger, and she wants to teach our kids a string of cursing that would embarrass a sailor. The idea is that a young child saying a really bad word gets attention. If they say it loudly, it's impossible to ignore. And if they should put several swear words, and if they should, I think, hang on, and if they should say several swear words, it may save their life. She thinks it is more effective than yelling help or crying or kicking and screaming because kids throw tantrums all the time. I just found this out when my 5-year-old son yelled the F word last night. I asked her about it and she admitted she's rehearsing with him and his 7-year-old sister while I'm at work. I'm worried that they won't think of using it when they need to and will only use it when they shouldn't. Is this a great idea or the worst parenting ever?
Wow.
Oh, my. Well, I can say that I have never heard of that. And I don't believe I would teach my children to swear to keep them safe. I think I would find another way. I'm not sure what all that would be.
I mean, the theory is not crazy. Like, the theory is not wrong, though.
It's not. I mean, and it's true.
I've never heard that before.
And pitching a tantrum is common. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard that before. But I don't know that I hate the theory that much. Because yeah, if I hear a kid screaming like F F F, you know, like. I mean, I think I don't know. I feel like if I hear a kid screaming anything, I'm probably going to go try to get attention, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I would assume. But like, for example, over the weekend I was over this park and these kids were like screaming and like I thought that because I'm not around a bunch of kids, you got to remember this, right? Mm-hmm. So I was taking Kiki for a walk over the weekend and I heard a bunch of kids screaming. I got genuinely panicked. Mm-hmm. Like it just sounded like they were in danger. I look over and the moms are still just sitting over on the bench, like not even fazed.
Yeah.
And I think the kid was just being a kid. So I'm wondering though, because since y'all, I don't know what is it. Y'all get this. This is like my friends with kids. If I dated somebody with kids, it's like you have this. It's like you tune it out.
Uh huh.
So you do. Absolutely 100% tune it out. So like to where I might be pretty, what's the word? I might be pretty tuned in to hearing a kid scream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may not be.
Right.
Because you're just so used to it.
Yeah.
That like you may hear a kid screaming and not think twice about it.
Yeah.
So is it teaching them back? Like, I don't know about this one. Because if you're teaching your kid, this is also like a only use this in this word like in
a crisis.
Moments of danger.
Yes.
Is it almost putting like this? Like imagine like a fire hydrant or what do you call those things? Is that a fire hydrant? No, what are those things you put underneath your not a smoke detector? You put underneath your kitchen sink and you have a kitchen fire. You pull
fire
it out.
Fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher. Thank you.
Yeah,
it's like those. Like when you have this in a glass case and it's like only break this in use of emergency. So you're like, listen, right. Only use this F word. If you're in danger, I feel like as a kid, you're always going to be, okay, this word obviously means something very important. So I'm only going to use this in extreme circumstances. I don't know. I don't know that I hate it. Do you hate it, Mom? You hate it?
You know, I don't hate it, but I don't know. I don't know that there's not a better way.
I wonder, okay, two questions here.
There's got to be a better way.
two questions. Number one, anybody else ever done this before? Maybe this is a common thing. Yeah. Number two, do you hate it? Like when you hear the theory, like I understand at first you're like, I don't know, man, we shouldn't be teaching our kids to say these words. But if it's used in that certain way, could it be different? You know, 888 Kramer 8. I would love to hear from anyone that was taught to cuss only in extreme circumstances, like danger circumstances, or just get some feedback on this and see what you think. 888 Kramer 8. It's 888 Kramer 8. Mom, that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, I'm going to go blow up my CPA cell phone because WTF. I'm literally in a massive ball of anxiety right now. Thank you so much for being a part of Certified Mama's Boy. Good days, bad days, everything. You're still here. I appreciate that. We're on so many episodes now. Over 500, which is just crazy. Almost 540. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.